This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Members of the unions representing Chicago teachers and Chicago firefighters joined forces this morning at a rally near a school and a fire station in the West Loop. Both unions are in ongoing union negotiations. Chicago Firefighters Union has been without a new contract for nearly 4 years. The Chicago Teachers Union and the school district have been in contract talks for nearly a year, with both sides saying they're close to a deal but remain stuck on a handful of non-economic issues. Advocates for the new Faith by Plate Act say the law makes Illinois one of the first states to require kosher and halal meals in public institutions. The legislation will require the Illinois State Board of Education to have one or more statewide master contracts with vendors that allow schools of all sizes access to such meals. Muslim Civic Coalition President Dr. Dalara Saeed says this law is crucial because although some schools already offer these meals, others don't know where to start.
What we don't have is a uniform policy across the state that Muslim students, Jewish students, faith students can have these dietary restrictions met. And this law provides an opportunity for them to not only do the right thing, but then have it easily accessible for them as well.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the law last week. It went into effect immediately. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is trying to chart a path for national Democrats to counter President Donald Trump. The billionaire heir to the Hyatt Hotel empire is highlighting the effects of Trump's early actions in Illinois and is increasing his national profile as he uses a statewide tour to criticize the Republican president and his policies. Pritzker hasn't tried to find common ground with Trump or courted the president's loyalists in friendly podcast conversations, as have other state leaders considering a White House run in 2028. Local arborists are encouraging Illinois residents to keep an eye out for a spreading invasive insect. The elm zigzag sawfly originated in Asia. It quickly spread through Europe and was detected for the first time in the U.S. in 2021. Last summer, the wasp-like insect was found throughout Wisconsin. David Horvath is an arborist in Lake Bluff. He says Illinois could be next.
Kind of has a buffet out before it in this region. And that is, I guess, one thing that's enticing to this pest in this area is we have a lot of elm trees.
In their larva stage, elm zigzag sawflies eat elm leaves from the edges in a zigzag pattern. Trees impacted by these bugs often look thinned out. Weather for today, sunny, windy, mild, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, clear with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some morning sun, slight chance of snow, high near 46. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.